It's May 9th, 2024, and we're glad you're here. Did you know there is a patron of First Communicants? Imelda Lambertini is the patron of those who receive Holy Communion for the first time. Born in 1322 in Bologna, Italy, Imelda was a prayerful child who, at just 9 years old, asked to live at a Dominican convent. Her parents agreed that she could be educated there. At the convent, Imelda was fascinated by Eucharistic adoration. She was eager to receive the Eucharist herself and disappointed to learn that she had to wait until she was 12 years old. It is said that when Imelda was 11, she was attending Mass with the sisters and was the only one not old enough to receive the Eucharist. She stayed behind. As the sisters began to leave, a beautiful fragrance suddenly began to fill the chapel. The sisters turned around to see that a sacred host seemed to hover in the air above Imelda, who was deep in prayer. The sisters called to the priest who, in witnessing the miracle, felt that the little girl could no longer be denied Holy Communion. Upon receiving the Eucharist, Imelda was so overwhelmed by love and joy that she died right there. She was beatified on December 20th, 1826. We now turn to our scripture. Then Barnabas took charge of him and brought him to the apostles, and he reported to them how on the way he had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had spoken out boldly in the name of Jesus. Acts Chapter 9, verse 27. Barnabas had come on the scene 5 chapters earlier when Luke was describing the Jerusalem church. There was Joseph, also named by the apostles Barnabas, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite, a Cypriot by birth, who sold a piece of property that he owned, then brought the money and put it at the feet of the apostles. Barnabas figures prominently in Acts and travels with Paul on his first missionary journey. In today's passage, he lives up to his name, son of encouragement, by taking charge of Saul and acting as mediator between him and the leaders of the Jerusalem church. It must have been humbling for Paul, a type A personality, to be ushered around this way, in need of someone to defend him and assure others that he had changed. When we do a turnaround, we have to prove ourselves. Our own word isn't enough. That's one of the reasons why turning one's life around takes grit. Any turnarounds come to mind? Spend some quiet time with the Lord.